Governor Kristi Noem's state budget managers anticipate a nearly $40 million decrease in anticipated revenue over the course of the current fiscal year. The state ended the last fiscal year with a $19 million surplus. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
Once COVID-19 reached South Dakota, the state cut back on its operations. Liza Clark is the chief financial officer for the state. She says the $19 million surplus is due to the state reducing its spending during the last quarter of the fiscal year and by utilizing some CARES Act relief dollars. Now, the Bureau of Finance and Management expects state revenues to come in about 2.25% lower than anticipated.
We expect to be lower than what the legislature adopted. Obviously, we're less than 1 month in to the new fiscal year, so it's really too early to tell. We still do believe that revenue replacement would be beneficial for state government.
Mark Kwasny is the state's economist. He says he's optimistic about the state budget because South Dakota is not seeing a revenue decrease year over year.
In light of the fact that we're down, you know, this is the greatest recession in terms of severity for some of these numbers like unemployment and GDP decline and all of that that we've really seen since the Great Depression or post-World War II era.
Governor Kristi Noem is calling on Congress to allow states to use federal COVID relief money for revenue replacement. Congress is debating a fourth relief package. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.